Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hi again, it's another Spectrum show, and we have a return guest who's been with us a number of times, but also her organization has been with us multiple times. Her name is Julie Shen. Julie is president of a local chapter of TAP, which is Taiwanese American Professionals, which is a member organization of a larger national group called TACL, which is Taiwanese American Citizens League. So Julie, welcome back to China America Radio.
Thank you so much, Steve. Great to be with you again.
You know, your organization is one of the organizations I know certainly here in the New York area that has always been very proactive about getting your people together. You've had cooking classes, you've had basketball tournaments, you've had ski trips, hiking, there's all kinds of things. Has it been very claustrophobic for you guys this past year, year and a half, to have to do everything, apart from each other?
Yeah, it's definitely not been an easy year. So at the outset of the pandemic last March, roughly, we essentially shifted to being completely virtual for the whole year. And so, it forced us to really rethink how we've done things from the past. As you mentioned, we are founded on doing community building events, and they've always been in person. We've nearly never really done things virtually. And so in some ways, it was kind of cool. I was starting to do live streams for the first time. We were trying out new partnerships. We found new opportunities. And, as part of it, we were able to become a lot closer nationally because it was the first time that we could do events, cross chapters, and really bring members across cities. And we created a virtual calendar so that all national chapters could put their events on. And so, kind of the glass half full view of it is that in tough times, you find new opportunities. And so while in person is definitely still kind of the crux of what we do, I think we've found ways to connect with each other, even through the virtual environment.
You kind of beat me to the punch because I was going to ask you that, having all of those virtual events, whether you were able to cross-pollinate with your other chapters, where you folks here in the greater New York area were able to, dip your toe in the water in the other chapters around the country and vice versa. Did that happen?
Yes, absolutely. It was really fun, actually. We started doing things with collaborations across chapters, or oftentimes when we put on a virtual event, any chapter could join now via our calendar that was public to our members. And so through that, we were able to do some cool events, one of them being Tiger Tail, where we did a film screening, and we were able to bring the actress and actor and kind of people on too as well, where, historically getting a famous person on was probably tough, where you had to find their schedule, get them in person. Now, if it was, reaching out and saying, hey, do you mind just hopping on a quick Zoom and then, talking to our members for a bit, it was a lot easier. And so in that way, it was kind of neat that not only were we bringing members together across cities, but now we could also bring speakers and new people that we historically couldn't necessarily collaborate with.
Considering the time zone difference, did you also get some participation from Taiwan?
We did for some events, actually. So one of our big events, and this was actually hosted through some of our other chapters, and we kind of collaborated with them, was a big sort of Taiwan fest that we did. And so it was over kind of a multiple days, and we brought in people from across cities, but also folks from Taiwan, as you mentioned. And so in that way, that was also cool, because we had a lot of our members actually went back to Taiwan during the pandemic. And so not only was members there, but we also collaborated with offices in Taiwan for people to come in and speak throughout that festival.
So now you're venturing out and you're going to start slowly getting back together again. What do you have on the docket for that?
Yeah, so we have actually one of our biggest events now as we're returning in person. So on August 27th, so coming up next week, we have our boat party. So that is something we've historically done annually. And of course, during the pandemic last year, weren't able to do, but we're excited this year to come back bigger than we've ever had before, in that we have kind of a full boat booked out for ourselves. And it's a kind of evening activity where we'll go out and kind of be able to enjoy kind of each other's company. So that's kind of the big one we have coming up on August 27th. Otherwise, this has yet to drop, but we are hosting a picnic later in September on the 25th. So that will be just in New York City on one of the piers, and we'll be hosting there. And then lastly, another big kind of collaboration we've been doing is we've been very engaged in sort of get out the vote efforts, especially, you know, in New York City. So we were very involved with the primary elections and then the general election, which is coming up this fall. So National Registration Day is on September 28th. So be on the lookout as we start to plan additional events around that, just to get more people registered and kind of ready to vote ahead of the general elections.
Our guest this week on Spectrum is Julie Shen. She's the president of the local chapter of Taiwan American Professionals. Julie, I think when we spoke a year and a half or so ago, it was pre-election. It was also pre-census. And TAP was on a mission to get people to write in Taiwanese as their background, their heritage, their ethnicity. Do you have any feedback on how that worked out?
Yeah, so we're actually still working, and recently the results actually just came out, and we're still working through, you know, we sent out a feedback form just broadly through membership to understand kind of how the efforts were. But just more qualitatively speaking, I think despite, you know, going through the hurdles of everything happening last year and having to switch to virtual, I think we still found ways to engage. So initially we had huge plans for kind of doing things in person and really kind of going and going out grassroots and kind of getting people to write in Taiwanese for those who are, and understanding that, you know, you can check other Asian and do that. But while we couldn't do that, even through our virtual events, we were able to engage members, kind of educate just around the census, why it's important, and then, you know, kind of being able to be properly represented through that. So, you know, we're still happy with kind of the efforts we were able to do even virtually and you know, more creatively, and look forward to kind of being able to get additional feedback from just our network to better understand, you know, in 10 years, what else we can do to continue to improve on this effort. And we know this is ongoing and continuing to evolve from that perspective.
One of the things that TAP was noted for were your monthly TAPI hours. Are they going to be rekindled at some point?
Yeah, we're slowly trying to get back into that. So one of the monthly things we've brought back now are dinner series. So during the virtual environment, we shifted to online kind of eating together, but actually shifted also to game series. So we would do monthly game nights. We recently moved back to doing in-person dinner series. So we're pretty excited about that. We actually, you know, working on one for this week. But coming up as we plan for the fall, we are looking to potentially bring back our TAPI hours, kind of pending what goes on with COVID. Of course, it continues to evolve. And so we're kind of playing it a little bit by year, but we are definitely looking to bring those back as we can in a safe manner.
Give us the TAP website so people want to keep up or sign up for your newsletter. How can they go about that?
Sure. Yeah. To get involved, all our information is on our website, and it's tap-ny, so tap-ny.org. And on there, you'll be able to find upcoming events, signing up for events, as well as deals in terms of collaborations we do with other groups. And then also signing up for our newsletter, which I would say is the best way to kind of stay updated on our upcoming events.
Well, it's great to get back with you again and touch base. We hope we'll be able to get together in person. I'll keep my eye on what's going on in the world of TAP, and hopefully I'll even be able to get back to Taiwan myself one of these days. But Zoom is a nice intermediary in the meantime. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Steve, for reconnecting here.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.